Well, the Escape Club and the Wild Wild West is pretty much what's happening in parts of Guadalajara right now. And investigative journalist Penny Furie has been out and about looking at all sorts of very, very interesting bits and pieces. And now she's in for our Friday roundup of what's exciting, what's hot and happening. Nice to see you, Penny.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome everyone to Friday Focus, your weekly roundup of the story shaping life here on the North Coast. This week, we're looking at a packed Guadalajara mayoral in Mbiza, the mayor's pledge to root out corruption, a financial reality check from the CFO, a new coastal proposal stirring debate in Tindi Manor, and a warning as online scam surge ahead of Black Friday. So here's what you need to know. More than 200 residents filled the hall at Mshlali Preparatory School on Wednesday night for Guadalajara Municipality's Integrated Development Plan and Budget Roadshow. The meeting covered wards 6, 22 and 30. Residents raised concerns about service delivery, infrastructure maintenance and rising rates, while civic groups like DOCRA and the Guadalajara Residents Forum attended in strong support of transparency and accountability. It was actually one of the most well-attended sessions this year, a sign that ratepayers are watching local governance more closely than ever. And for those wondering what a mayoral in Mbiza or the IDP actually is, it's the public chance to help shape Guadalajara's development priorities. And the IDP is the municipality's five-year roadmap for spending and service delivery, and it covers housing, roads, water, waste, and electricity. And these Mbizas are part of a legal requirement for public participation, and it gives residents a platform to question officials, raise concerns, and propose local projects before the budget is approved. In short, it's one of the few opportunities where communities can directly influence how public money is spent and ensure the municipality's plans reflect what residents really need. And we go to our mayor, the new mayor, Skunduzo Gumede. He has vowed to root out corruption and restore clean governance within the municipality. Addressing residents at the same Mbiza, he said his administration will work with councillors across all parties to strengthen accountability and rebuild public trust. Gumede, who has been in office for just under 2 months, told the audience, "Local government is not about party politics. It's about delivering service to the people." He outlined a turnaround plan focused on cutting energy losses, maintaining infrastructure, improving revenue collection, and creating jobs. The mayor also committed to reporting regularly on progress, saying he wants citizens to see measurable results, not just promises. And Guadalajara's chief financial officer, Shamir Rajkumar, has pushed back against claims that the municipality is near financial collapse. Speaking at the Mshlali session, Rajkumar said Guadalajara's cash reserves cover about 1.7 months of operating costs, which remains within acceptable norms for local government. He described the upcoming 25-26 budget as deliberately conservative, designed to protect essential services and maintain fiscal stability during a tough economic climate. Rajkumar said the municipality's finances are tight but sound, and that Guadalajara remains liquid enough to fund infrastructure and keep services running. He assured residents that despite challenges, the municipality's fiscal position remains stable and sustainable. And finally, a proposal to reinstate shark safety gear off Tinley Manor is now open for public comment until the 17th of November. KDM has applied to the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment for permission to deploy a mix of shark nets and drum lines. One net and four drum lines in summer and six drum lines with no net in winter. The plan comes as the North Coast undergoes major growth with developments like Club Med Tinley, positioning the area as a new international destination. But it also raises an important question. How do we balance bather protection with marine conservation? Environmental specialists warn that traditional shark control methods are outdated and harmful, often killing dolphins, turtles, and harmless shark species. They argue that these systems offer only a perceived sense of safety rather than real protection. To explore this further, visit our website and listen to this week's Uncensored episode, where I speak with environmental consultant Peter Kowalski about why he believes modern non-lethal methods are safer, more effective, and better for marine diversity. And to round up, as Black Friday approaches, South Africans are being warned to stay alert for a new wave of online shopping scams. Cyber criminals are setting up fake websites and mobile apps that mimic real stores using deep discounts to trick shoppers into giving away their personal or banking details. Experts say the best defense is awareness. Don't click on links in emails or WhatsApps. Type the website address yourself. Check for the padlock symbol and research unfamiliar sites before making a purchase. Avoid shopping on public Wi-Fi networks, which make it easier for hackers to intercept your information. And use a two-factor authentication to keep your devices updated, and never reuse passwords. For safer payments, consider virtual cards or digital wallets. They generate temporary card details that make it much harder for fraudsters to clone. And a quick pause before you click could save you a lot this shopping season. Stay alert, shop smart, and stay safe. And this is your Friday Focus for this week, the story shaping life here on the North Coast. You can listen again, share the show, or read more on our WhatsApp channel. I'm Penny Free. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Penny. Penny will be back in a week with another roundup of what's hot and happening on the North Coast of KZN.